In North Carolina, more than 7,000 people signed up for coverage online, over the phone, or through the mail in November. In South Carolina, more than 2,000 signed up. Those are huge increases for the federal marketplace, or exchange. More than four times as many North Carolinians and more than three times as many South Carolinians compared to October. But keep in mind, October was the first month the marketplace was open, and it was disastrous. The federal website barely worked. And a key thing to watch going forward is not just how many, but what mix of people sign up. If only older, sicker people use the exchange, you can bet that premiums will jump next year. We don't know if that's happening. The federal government hasn't released details yet on the mix of people signing up. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.